Welcome to the Toy of the Week podcast. This week is not necessarily going to be the most normal of weeks, but I wanted to make sure we got a Toy of the Week podcast in there. We're going to look at the new wave of Star Wars movie heroes. Before you stop listening, these are actually new sculpts. The Wave 1 is just basically repaints and figures you've already got. Wave 2 is 100% new sculpts inspired by Episode 1. Hey, don't stop listening. It's still good. It's still good. I promise. There are six new figures based on some of the most, let's say, best-selling figures from the first movie. Darth Maul, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Qui-Gon Jinn, Anakin Skywalker, Padme, and Jar Jar Binks. And yes, I am the most excited about Jar Jar Binks. That is the reason I was looking forward to this wave, because we haven't had a new Jar Jar Binks figure in movie style since 2002. We haven't had a good one since, like, 2000-2001. So it was nice to see. Each figure has a display stand, some sort of action feature that's going to be cool. Trust me, it's going to be cool. And I have not been this excited for new Star Wars figures in a while. I like Vintage. Vintage waves are good. Loved the Return of the Jedi wave of Vintage a couple years ago. That was really fun. Last year had some good figures here and there, but I think this is the first time I was handed six new figures, and I said, I love all of these. These are all good. There's not a dud in the bunch, and that's it's just a good day. Even though they're characters we've already got, it's fun. So what can we nitpick about them? Let's get started. Okay, now I got all six figures on my desk in front of me. I'm going to go ahead and say that of them, I would say that Jar Jar Binks is the most essential. Darth Maul and Anakin are very good. Padme is very good. Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan, maybe you don't need. They're good, but they're interesting. Let's put it that way. Let's start off with Jar Jar Binks. Jar Jar Binks is here. He has a sort of serious expression, not too goofy, but keep hearing noises. I'm going nuts. One of the eyes is a little cross-eyed, which I think is appropriate for the character. He looks a little silly. He has knee joints, elbow joints that are ball joints. He has two neck joints, which is hard to describe, but if you look at it, it actually gives him a good array of movement. It also means that you can sometimes see a gap between his neck and his head, and I'm not crazy about that. The skin is textured nicely. It's not as good as the Episode 1 version that actually had a really elaborate pattern etched into the arms. This one's just kind of fades. If you've seen recent Gungans since 2009, you know what to expect. He's got a spring-loaded crossbow of sorts that he can hold fairly well. It's a little big for him, but it looks appropriate for Gungan civilization, and it's a little awkward. But I like the design. It's fun. It shoots well. It's got a blue Atlatl? I'm trying to remember what it's called off the top of my head. I haven't read up on my Gungan technology lately. And you might think I'm making fun of you. I'm not. I actually do read up on this stuff. The shoulders are standard shoulder joints. This isn't anything ball jointed. So in many respects, this feels sort of like... This whole wave kind of feels like an alternate universe version of the 1999 Episode 1 line, which I actually enjoyed. I know some of you will be like, what? But it feels like, what if they really just refined that wave of figures that came out first in 1999? And this is what these are. Jar Jar's a lot of fun. He looks really good. The sculpt's nice. The detail's good. I believe Hasbro said they're going to do a vintage version of him in the future with super articulation and everything. But if they don't, this one's okay. I think you'll like it. As a toy, as something on my desk that has a display stand and a gun and all that, it's a very satisfying figure. I can't say no. What can I say? I'm a sucker. Darth Maul is the next one. At first, I thought it was a reuse of an existing Darth Maul mold. I was wrong. It appears to be mostly or entirely new sculpt. Glossy black boots. There are silver buckles painted on them, which is a detail I'm not used to seeing. Shiny black gloves, shiny black belt. You squeeze his legs, and he kind of does a lightsaber fighting dance for you. It's pretty cool. The head sculpt is better than the vintage one. It's got gritted teeth and got sharper horns. You might even want to put this head on the vintage body. That's how good it is. The waist joint doesn't exist. Only one of the legs is articulated. The other one cannot really move in any meaningful way. At least I haven't been able to get it to really budge. So that's kind of interesting. Basically, the one leg activates the mechanism. The other one can be positioned. The arms flail around with the mechanism. The neck is a ball joint. It's a very good Darth Maul figure. You're going to hate me for saying this, but I like it more than the vintage one. The vintage one's okay. The vintage one's nice. But the problem with vintage figures is, ultimately, I feel as a collector, the goal for vintage is to make the best Darth Maul they can possibly make that doesn't have an action feature in it. And that one's just very, very good. It's not the best. Hasbro can do better. And this figure, in many respects, is... In terms of how it looks and how it's posed and